This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To the third hour of the program. As always, you are invited to join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Daryl, we're going to go into some prep you brought in for the show tonight about the man-child, the most recent man-child, not the one who calls the show. That's the guy from New York, Dave.
This guy's also from New York.
Correct, but
wait, does Dave refer to himself as Manchild?
No,
or is that
no.
Something that you guys have nicknamed?
He's put out numerous videos saying, "I'm not a Manchild," and it's one of those thou dost protest too much.
Well, yeah, but who started it? So he is
trolls. Somebody on Craigslist rant.
Yeah. Reddit or Craigslist?
No. So the
he,
guy
he would call in to complain about people on the Craigslist rants and raves section.
I didn't know this existed.
I didn't know it existed either. I've never actually been to look for it, so I'll take his word for it. But
I know that this section exists.
Okay, so this guy who called Free Talk Live years ago, and we haven't heard from him in several months, but he has called this year.
Right.
Maybe a few months. Anyway, this guy is sort of known as this man as being a man-child. He's had a group of internet people who've kind of been following him around, basically, and trolling him incessantly.
Right.
Because he loves to fight people on the internet while at the same time saying he doesn't like being bothered when he's on the internet. So
right.
He basically creates all of the situations that he's bothered by because
right.
He's mean to people.
And then
online.
He'll call in and complain about different forums
right.
Where they make like fake nude photos of people and
he complains.
He gets
everything.
Upset because they won't do whatever weird request he has.
He's always in some kind of situation online where he's in a conflict and he's mad, and it's usually because of something he did.
Huh. Yeah. I'll be anyway. Damned. There is a rants and raves section.
How about that?
And some guy is bad-mouthing Tech Motorsports.
There you go.
He's right. I guess if you don't know how to use Yelp,
you go there.
But who is actually reading this except man babies and.
Well, I don't know, people who are bored on the internet, I guess. But so now we're talking about this other man-child, the one
Michael
in New York
Rotondo
City.
From Camillus, New York.
Yes, who was in the news, 2 months ago, 3 months ago, something like that? He
yeah.
was in the news because he has a child and is a child at the same time because, well, it doesn't take a whole lot to make another baby. And so he's got himself a kid. There's some sort of custody issue. He was living at home with his parents. His parents got tired of him being there and
yes.
basically said, "You need to get your S together and get out of here." And he refused. And so they went to court to remove their own son from their own home.
Correct. They had to get an eviction notice.
Right, because if you just try to kick your own son out of the house, then apparently he can go to the court and force the court to force you to allow him to stay. So you have to go through the eviction process.
2 weeks ago when I took my vehicle inspection to court, the guy right before us, that's exactly what he was doing. And it's what he has to go through. He actually rents out these people, Section 8 types.
Yep.
And he's dealing. I hear him talking on the radio all the time, having to deal with these nincompoops.
Well, he doesn't have to. He could refuse to rent to.
Yeah,
Section 8 people,
all he would
right?
have to do is require a credit rating or something. And
that would
prevent a lot of people from yeah. getting in there. But
he wants the money.
If he wants to deal with Section 8ers, then
he wants the money. So right. it's hard to feel sorry for that. But
it's so easy these days, and every state, backs these people up, and they make the renter. Jump through fiery hoops. I'm sorry.
You mean the landlord?
The rent. Yeah, the landlord.
The term is renter's rights. And basically it allows losers to just run all over top of their landlords.
Right. There are some places like the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Not that it makes a difference that it's a Commonwealth. But if somebody is behind on their rent mm-hmm. and it's December, you can't kick them out during December. You've got to wait until it warms up.
And the electric company has to jump through the same hoops. They can't turn your electric off during December.
Yeah, so let's talk about Michael Rotondo, the man-child from Camillus, New York. 13WHAM has the story. According to Judge Julie Cecil's office, Michael Rotondo on Wednesday was given 1 year of probation for failing to pay child support. He became the subject of international intrigue when his parents sought a court order to evict him from their home back in May. His parents said
paying rent for the first time ever, apparently.
That's speculation. Yeah. He might be on some government program that pays his rent.
Mm.
We don't know.
Could be.
His parents said that they've been trying to get their son to leave the house for several months.
Yep.
That effort included 5 written notices that the couple said they left for Michael starting February 2nd, and then they just go through and talk about the eviction that he went through. But the news here is that apparently he was given probation for failing to pay child support. And it doesn't really appear that there's a lot more to this article.
To be fair, the child support system is pretty crappy. I mean, there's a lot of guys who get screwed over by that. But it's also hard to feel sorry for this guy.
Right.
Yeah, and I won't be surprised if this guy's living behind Hannaford's in
the
6 months.
Store.
I would be surprised because that would require him to get to New Hampshire from wherever Camillus, New York is.
Or whatever New York has for grocery stores. He's going to be out there living in with the homeless, the tent shelter, tent city.
So, MGTOW, Conan. You said you want to talk about MGTOW.
So,
going their own way.
I've been familiar with the Red Pillars.
Mm-hmm.
These are the guys who basically... I guess this guy would probably consider himself a red pillar. I wouldn't be surprised if he's starting his own blog right now and he's complaining about how the system has worked against him, the man. He is the man, and in favor of his baby's mother.
Mm-hmm.
So I've known about the red pillars. They get screwed over a lot. It seems the system doesn't take care of them. And then just a couple, I guess a month ago, I heard incel for the first time. These are involuntary celibates. And now there's a new group, which they've been out for a while, but I'm just hearing about it for the first time. They're the MGTOWs, the men going their own ways, which are basically...
I heard about them first.
They're basically voluntary celibates.
Okay, so
incels can't get sex. These guys can, but they have decided along the way that, you know what? This gynocentric world we live in, which favors the women, and it's not
gynocentric.
Are you making words up now?
Somebody made it up.
Because I know you make words up.
Well, all words were made up at some point, right? Somebody made up all of the words. Gynocentric. Now, that's a new one for
you. You go to MGTOW.com or .org or whatever it is. They have an entire glossary of all these great words.
Okay, so...
They're the best words.
We did talk about this MGTOW thing on the air sometime last year, I think. It's relatively new to me, but one of our callers called in to kind of talk about what it meant to him. And if my recollection is correct, and I know we had one in our chat room last night who is actually we had a former incel who's no longer an incel because he's got a girlfriend.
He's still
in the chat room.
He's progressed.
But the MGTOWs, I thought the idea was instead of pursuing women, they're just going their own way.
They're not.
Not that they would refuse to get together with a woman. Not that they're choosing to be celibate forever. It's just that they want to work on themselves so that if they become more attractive to women, they wouldn't necessarily refuse
it. So if you are not interested in women at all, it's called going monk.
Okay.
But, yeah, there's a lot of slip-ups where some of these MGTOWs, these supposed MGTOWs, will fall back and they will get caught up in it again. And then the next thing you know, they're publishing some YouTube video 2 months later about how they got thrashed by some girl who was taking advantage of them. It's very dramatic and it's entertaining, I have to admit. Wikipedia has lumped these guys in with libertarians and the alt-right
That's what it says here, yeah.
Anarchists. So I don't know how I feel about that.
Let's talk more about it coming up here, what this actually means. Are you a MGTOW? Are you somebody who is a men or a man going his or her, I guess not her, his own way?
And apparently there are five levels of it.
Five levels. All right, we'll get into it coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts, and if you're part of it, we want to know. It's Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 13,000 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed secure node systems of any cryptocurrency, and Zencash now has supernodes. Supernodes will bring network, economic, and technical improvements across the network. And the official Zencash wallet is available on Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. Learn more at Zencash.com. Zencash.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial in, toll free, bring up whatever you want, although we're talking once again about the MGTOW movement, is it a movement? I guess it is. It's a group, it's a community, of people on the internet, it seems like mostly, that are tired of pursuing women. That's what I understand about it, but we'll get to the actual definition here.
The levels.
Yes, there are apparently 5 levels of this. So we're going to get into that. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. Zencash is one of the most secure cryptocurrencies on the planet. 13,000-plus secure nodes around the globe backing up the Zencash network. There are very few cryptos. In fact, I think it might just be Ethereum that has more nodes in their system than Zencash. They've got more nodes than Bitcoin has full nodes. So there's more secure nodes in Zencash than full nodes in Bitcoin. That should say something. It's of course encrypted. It's of course secure, just like many cryptocurrencies. But it's also got some of the best technology in that it has zero knowledge anonymity. It's got privacy features built right into it from the beginning. Now you can choose to use it in a non-private way if you want, but there's also privacy if you want to use it. And coming soon, they're going to have what they call supernodes, which will bring network, economic, and technical improvements across the network.
They actually added those a couple days ago.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's excellent. That is good to know. So check out Zencash.com. And you can grab their official wallet. It's also available in Coinomi. Zencash.com. Head on over there and get started. Learn about it with their white paper. You'll see that they're actually voluntarists that created Zencash. So they've got great philosophy and great technology. You really ought to check it out if you're into cryptocurrency. This one's worth a look. Zencash.com. As we continue here, the MGTOW movement, according to a Wikipedia piece here, which may not be the best place to go to get a definition, they... of men supported by websites and social media presences, cautioning men against serious romantic relationships with women, and especially marriage. The community is part of what's more broadly termed the manosphere. MGTOW have, quote, vowed to stay away from women, stop dating, and not have children. Okay, because I thought they were just trying to, like, go their own way, and then maybe if a woman comes along, they would be interested in that. And I thought it was about not pursuing them. They're saying they are just swearing it off.
One-night stands are all right in some situations.
Depends on the level.
Okay.
There are different levels. But, yeah, basically, there's just, especially when it comes to marriage and children, there's just no incentive to basically tie yourself down to this commitment. And in their opinion, women, you know, the taskmistresses are after a man to take care of them, to be the breadwinner, so that they can get fat, lazy, have kids, and
watch soap operas all day.
I can see where this
cynical.
Has come from. This
it's
is
very
this
cynical.
Is a this is a direct response to the radical feminism in this country.
Mm.
The women are gaining more and more power every year.
So, Conan, would you say that you have taken the red pill?
I do not believe that they are the oppressed gender that they claim to be.
Sure. I agree with you.
As Mark has said many times, they're the gatekeepers. They have so much power over us.
Well, if you let them.
Yeah, if you let them.
Yeah.
Hey, have you taken the red pill, Conan?
The red...
There's a book, right? That's where this red pill thing came from?
This comes from The Matrix.
No.
Yeah, this is they use.
So they take the term from The Matrix and they manipulate the term to be something other than you realize that The Matrix exists.
In the case of a man going his own way, red pillar. No, I am a red pillar. Yes.
Isn't there a book though? Isn't that what this red pill thing came from?
Probably.
Some kind of book?
I know there's a website,
or maybe it's a website.
There might be a book.
Yeah.
So level zero.
The Wachowskis probably got all of their ideas for The Matrix from everywhere else. So I'm assuming the red pill, blue pill was from someone else.
Could be.
Nothing new under the
sun. Or somebody took what they did in the movie and just manipulated it
because people do that
all the time.
This group, they took red pill from The Matrix. Where did the Wachowskis get it? They probably got it from someone else as well.
So level zero. This is the lowest level of MGTOW. At this level, a man is viewed as having swallowed the red pill and thereby, according to MGTOW advocates, claim that men at this level, quote, embrace the idea that gender equality is a lie and is propaganda.
Okay.
It is.
Level one, rejection of long-term relationships. At this stage, a man rejects long-term relationships, but will still partake in short-term and sexual encounters. So level one, they
no
might not pursue, not even, you know, like long-term committed. Nothing long-term.
Not moving in with her.
Okay. Level two, rejection of short-term relationships. In level two, a man does not meet women for hookups or any form of short-term or sexual relationship.
So that's straight-up celibacy right there.
Correct.
Level two, okay.
Level three, and now that could be that they're, you know, the incels that have accepted that they are celibate. It could be somebody that voluntarily, for some reason, I don't know why. Level three, economic disengagement. A member at this stage refuses to earn more money than is necessary for sustaining life. He views the government, this, again, according to the author advice and then reposted here in the wiki, he views the government as tyrannical and is trying to actively drain money from bureaucrats.
Yeah, they could have put this at, like, level one. This could have been lower on the list because, I mean, I agree with that. I don't agree.
Right, but you're a libertarian.
Yeah, but I don't agree with throwing off long-term relationships or short-term relationships. But this,
yeah,
I
why would
with,
that have to? What, they're not even related to one another.
Yeah,
like,
I don't even know why this is on there
or three or whatever. It has nothing to do with a relationship with another human being. It has to do with bureaucrats. What's that have to do with MGTOW?
Well, see, because. And I think I understand it, because level four ties in here.
Okay.
Level four is social disengagement. At this level, the man refuses to interact with society any more than ever, such as living off the grid.
Again, this could have been on another list. It could have been on another.
No.
I understand level three. It is, I will only make money to make myself happy. I'm not
right,
going to make money to feed kids
all
or
of
to
them
feed a
people,
fat wife.
Are collecting the welfares, and I don't want to have to pay to support blah da 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 da. So therefore, just basic sustenance.
I see, and so this is about different levels of total disengagement. I see that the
correct
term disengagement is used here, economic disengagement.
Right. So it's not just disengaging from
women,
female companionship, or other men. It's disengaging from everybody.
I see. Okay. Views on relations with women, according to this piece here, according to columnist Martin Dobney, members of the MGTOW community believe the legal and romantic entanglements with women fail a cost-benefit analysis and risk-benefit analysis. Jeremy Nicholson, writing for Psychology Today, similarly described MGTOW as, quote, guys who have been frustrated and pushed to the point they see no further incentive to relate. They focus on making themselves happy. And ultimately, there's nothing wrong with making yourself happy. If you find that being in relationships is not making you happy, then maybe you're doing it wrong, or maybe it's just not for you.
Yep.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. There's certainly no obligation to be in a relationship with another human being. I, although, am interested in hearing from a MGTOW person. Conan, are you signing on with this?
No.
Okay.
No. I like women.
We're coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. In between rain showers, President Trump and the head of the European Commission went into the White House Rose Garden to announce a deal to begin talks on bringing down trade barriers. Just a week ago, he referred to the EU as a foe on trade. He stood alongside the head of the European Commission and called this a very big day.
We agreed today, first of all, to work together towards zero tariffs zero non-tariff barriers, and zero subsidies on non-auto industrial goods.
This is essentially an agreement to negotiate toward that broad goal. Now, the EU is vowing to buy more soybeans and liquefied natural gas from the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Just updated by Daryl that Zencash has now passed Ethereum on node count. So kudos to Zencash. That may make them the number one most nodinated crypto.
The nodinator.
So we're talking about the MGTOW movement, and Cunningham, what was it that brought this about? I mean, because you were the one who was wanted to talk about this.
You can thank YouTube for this. I was watching some Jordan Peterson interviews. The guy's kind of got some neat things to say, and then the next thing I know, I see this weird acronym MGTOW, and I'm like, what's this? And I got in, watched a couple of the publisher is a guy named Sandman. He hates women.
Okay.
He's very entertaining. He actually reminds me of someone that we know. I'll tell you in the break. But and that really drew me to like this guy is no. He's a quirky guy. We know a quirky nerdy guy.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about.
And it's very interesting. I feel sorry for the guy because he sounds very very intelligent. But he seems happy. He seems like, hey, look, I'm not dating. I've got all this time to make these videos, which are probably paying him money or either that through his patron. So he's making money off of it, and
he's spending it on himself.
He's actually reaching out to people. He doesn't sound like this guy was hurt, but he has reached out to people who have been hurt in the process. And you were asking me if I was getting into this whole red pill thing. I can empathize and sympathize with these people. My first serious relationship could have ended really badly, but I woke up real quick. Like, so way back then, I was a man going my own way. I woke up to the fact that, hey, this woman, all I am to her is a breadwinner, and a sperm donor. That's all I'm ever going to be, and I wasn't going to have it. I got out of it quick.
So you didn't feel like that woman actually loved you or was intimate with you?
I think that she had her own version of what love is, and it was what her community, her society, taught her, that it's a man taking care of you.
I see.
And I don't take care of anybody. You just ask my daughter, my 21-year-old. She'll tell you that. She'll be the first one to tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
I was a pretty hard dad because I was always, you know.
Could also ask the dog.
And the dog and the cats and the animals.
You mean the dog that went missing?
Yeah, that dog. There's a reason he ran away.
That dog was an adventurer. He was an adventurer at heart, and that's all he wanted to do was
one final journey.
He's out there living with the turkeys. But no, I mean, I was very lucky in that my first serious relationship didn't kill me. Didn't.
But you're not jaded from it, like you said. I think you said during the break you like women, or maybe it was right when they went to break.
I am, like I said, I'm a level zero. I am very. I am very.
What was the level zero again, Daryl?
Level zero is a man who is viewed as, quote, having swallowed the red pill and embraces the idea that gender equality is a lie and propaganda.
Yeah, the gender gap is a myth. It's a myth by the left.
He said gender equality, and I guess that's the idea that the genders are equal.
Men and women should be treated equal under the law, given equal opportunities.
Okay.
Well, I think that people should be treated equally under the law. I don't know if you could argue that they're equal, because generally men are different from women.
I embrace
a man that's 6'10" and a man that are 5'1" are going to be able to do different things well.
Sure.
I embrace equal rights all the way down the line. Equal outcome, however, no. Equity, I don't support the equity. I don't support the woman making the same as a crab fisherman or a lobster fisherman who's out there risking his life and neck and has a good chance of dying.
She should
but
make
what
the
if
same
there's a woman that is a lobster fisherman?
If she's fishing as many lobsters as the men, she should make the same amount.
Exactly. But is she going to have the strength to be able to handle all of those cages?
I don't know.
On a 48-hour period when they're out there braving the storm.
Some women do.
I'm going to say no. But if she can.
On average, they probably don't.
But if she can, I'm all for it. Go ahead.
Because men tend to have more upper body strength than women.
Right, which means that there are some men that have less upper body strength than some women.
That's absolutely true.
These days, there are a lot of these guys coming out that yeah, they're sissy boys, it seems.
Hey, let's talk to Bad Slave, who's on the line on Skype with us. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Hi, Ian, Daryl, and Conan. Thank you.
You're on the air.
Thank you all. Yes. Well, I just want to give a little information, as usual. The red pill recently was a pretty well-viewed movie about, you know, a documentary.
Oh, it was a
that
movie.
Was supposed
okay.
to,
yeah, it's about, it's it was, about 6 or 7 years old. I still haven't seen it yet.
I actually bought a copy of it. The woman who put the movie together, named Cassie J., very attractive young woman that has been in the movie business for a while, and she was going to try to do a hit piece on the WRA, MRA,
the Men's
Rights Association or whatever, and she started to interview men's rights activists. And got turned around.
Hmm.
So she's actually rejected feminism.
Interesting.
And it's about the red pill, about waking up, about a lot of things, but it's a whole different look at stuff that's supposed to rectify everything so that, you know, as a matter of fact, her claim is that her relationship with her husband is actually blossomed into, you know, wonderfulness since she's changed her arrangement, and she's much more appreciative of men and all of that. So, I mean, it's kind of a mishmash of you know, different red pill stuff. And I, you know, I kind of consider myself a MTO.
A MGTOW.
MGTOW, as that one is. I was divorced and I suffered through, you know, numerous relationships over the years, you know, with women. And, I'm open to there being a good woman out there. I'm not spending a lot of time looking.
Well, now isn't it possible? Obviously, I don't know anything about your relationships, but isn't it possible that you were also part of the problem?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's always takes two, but
sure.
You know, I'm 66. As you get older, you kind of hope you kind of work some of this stuff out over time, and I believe I have, you know. But I'll tell you, you know, I've been through some crazy, crazy stuff. Now, one of my best friends is a woman, you know, but we're not, you know, in that kind of a relationship.
You're in the friend zone.
Yeah, yeah, no, and I'm happily there, you know, in this case.
Fair enough. Hey, thanks, Bad Slave, for the call tonight. I appreciate your input there on a little bit of history. Apparently, the Red Pill, a movie.
Yeah, there was a documentary, and I actually found an article titled, "I Watched It So You Don't Have To."
Oh, okay. Written by a woman or a man?
Written by presumably a man, Luke Buckmaster.
Okay.
He
sounds like a man, Buckmaster.
Yep. Talks about how he's watched a lot of horrible stuff over the years, and people ask, why do you do it? He says, so you don't have to.
The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Coming up, we've got a MGTOW on the line with us. Sarah in New Mexico is waiting, and we'll tell you more about that coming up here. You can join us. It's Free Talk Live.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call or order line 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us here in these remaining moments. There's enough time for you right now. Our number, 855-450-FREE, especially if you would consider yourself a MGTOW. Now, none of the people in the studio... Well, no, you said you're a level zero, Conan, so does that mean
I think
you're
all level zero. We've all taken the red pill, whether we...
I have not read this book. I don't know what that means, maybe it's not a book, I'm sorry, the DVD. I've not seen this, so I can't say anything
about...
I'm not
comparing it to the DVD, I'm just comparing it to the Matrix movie. It's how awake are you? To what is actually going on in this world.
Well, this is specifically about relationships. It's not about what's going on in the world. I mean, they reference government bureaucrats at one level of the MGTOW thing, but I wouldn't say it's
okay. Well, that's the red pill that I'm referring to.
Okay.
But red pill that
I think they're referring to this movie, because when they talk about the red pill, it's all about
I'm still in the red pill back.
Men rights. Anyway, MGTOW, men going their own way. There's different levels of it, as we discovered, Daryl, you shared with us from the Wikipedia article. There's different levels of disconnection, so at the level zero, the person could still have a relationship. At a level one, they would be cutting out long-term relationships. At the level two, they would cut out any kind of hookups or short-term relationships. And then level three and four were further disconnections from society entirely, so... I guess the highest level would be kind of moving out into the wilderness all by yourself, kind of the Thoreau approach. Let's go to Sarah, who I teased earlier. I said was a WGTOW. Conan, you immediately disagreed.
No.
You said Sarah is not a WGTOW. I was saying woman going her own way. And the reason I said that was because, Sarah, you have told us in the past that you do not seek relationships. You have not been in a relationship for many, many years. Is that accurate?
Well, I'm celibate, yes.
Celibate.
And, I was involved in many relationships when I was younger, and, you know, and I have a lot of mental illness and a lot of emotional problems that I bring into the relationships, and so I'm just better off that I leave men alone. That's what I've decided to do.
And you're leaving women alone as well. You're not getting into any kind of human intimate relationship.
No. Yeah, I'm just leaving everybody alone.
This sounds like MGTOW, Conan.
Celibacy is not MGTOW or WGTOW. You also have to provide for yourself. If you are leeching off of somebody else. If someone else is providing for you, then you can't be this.
Level three.
So if someone, hold on.
Level three, according to the definition here.
Yeah, I don't care about this Wikipedia article.
Refuses to earn more. This is from Vice that's been reposted on Wiki. Someone who refuses to earn more money than is necessary for sustaining life and is trying to drain money from bureaucrats.
She's taking welfare. That means she's trying to drain money from bureaucrats.
And she is not going her own way. She is not celibate in the way that she says that she is. She has chosen the most efficient provider, which is government. She is being taken care of by her daddy, government.
Now, that's a strong argument there. What would you say to that, Sarah? Would you say you're a wigtail?
Well, I guess not. I mean, the economic part of it, but as far as the celibacy, I only have sex with my dildo and my vibrator. I don't have that much. Another person. I'm being honest about
it
that.
It is with somebody you love.
Thank you for that. Thank you for the honesty.
And I think in her defense, the MGTOWs, these guys who are celibate as well, I think they're only getting their having sex with Rosie Palmer.
Wait a minute. Can you be a MGTOW and go gay? Or do you have to go against all? Because it seems like MGTOW just has to do with women. Can you be a MGTOW at a level three where you're not having...
This says that they're eschewing sexual relationships.
Any sexual relationships or just women sexual relationships?
I think those two gay guys are probably happy, and they probably don't even know what a MGTOW is because they've never gotten to that level. They've never...
I'm just saying, if you're going...
I have a relationship Dick White, you know, vibrating Dick White. I don't know if that counts.
I don't know what that is. I don't know. But I don't think we should get any more into that subject, Sarah, because we are on the radio. What were you calling about tonight? Go ahead.
Well, you know what? I'm so excited that I was calling in about the self-driving cars. I heard it again. And the Walmart... Mm-hmm.
Are the cars dating each other?
No, the Walmart is using self-driving cars to pick up grocery shoppers. That order on the computer, and then they bring them back. And of course, Phoenix is doing this because Phoenix was having self-driving cars out there many years.
So wait. Let me see if I'm following you. You're saying Walmart will send a car to pick up a shopper at their home, bring them to Walmart, allow them to do their shopping, and then bring them back home? Is that what's happening?
Well, you know what? I just heard it only like 15 seconds really quick.
Because if that's what it is, that's amazing. And I got to say kudos to Walmart if that's actually what's going on. The idea that somebody who doesn't have their own car could actually get a courtesy ride to the grocery store is amazing. Think about how much of a pain it's got to be. You see the people with, people who don't have a car getting groceries. You see them frequently, you know, hoofing it back on foot or trying to pile a bicycle.
Or stealing their shopping carts.
There's that. But.
TechSpot.com has an article headline, Waymo partners with Walmart to expand self-driving taxi program now covers grocery pickup.
Meaning that they will take you to the store.
That's
to get your groceries.
What it sounds like, yes.
Because the only other way would be they would deliver the groceries to you, but then they're not saying delivery, they're saying pickup. So
where is this at?
Phoenix.
TechSpot is the thing. I just read the headline.
Sarah says Phoenix. I love it, Sarah. Are you in favor of this?
Well, she doesn't have a computer, so she couldn't.
I'm just asking if she's in favor of it.
She's in favor of anything with self-driving cars.
Well, you know what? I was going to move to New Hampshire, but I'm thinking of Phoenix now. If I was to
move,
I better go there.
Yeah, it's closer.
It's cold
here,
too.
The weather's similar. I recommend Phoenix. Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate you bringing that up. I'd actually seen the headline, and I didn't click into it to see what it was about. But I think that's really cool because, you know, Walmart, they market to lower-income people. And a lot of lower-income people don't have a car.
Skipping down into the article a little bit, the program is launching later this week in Phoenix, or actually it says in the Phoenix area. Waymo has not made it clear how users will take advantage of the service, nor is it evident whether or not the service will cost money. However, since the autonomous ride-hailing service is restricted to members of Waymo's early rider program, most eligible users likely already know how everything is going to work.
Yeah, that's an interesting. I don't know anything about Waymo. I've never heard of them before.
I've heard of them, but that's about
it. It's some kind of self-driving car.
I have heard of them.
Some kind of self-driving taxi is what it sounds like. I don't know anything else about it. But, yeah, I'm interested to know, is it a fee-based system? I mean, presumably, if you're going to go to Walmart Right. If you're going to go to Walmart and buy a couple hundred dollars worth of groceries, they'll probably take you there for free.
Right.
If you're just going to go buy a pack of gum, they're not going to, right?
Right. So a lot of restaurants that offer food delivery have, here's a minimum delivery thing.
Right.
And if you're within, you know, a certain range, there may not be a delivery fee. So or some things, if you're within 5 miles, no fee. Outside of that, $2 delivery fee.
Or there might even be some kind of membership fee like Amazon Prime where you pay in annually or monthly.
And you get free X amount of free rides to Walmart or something like that.
Yeah.
That could be interesting.
Very, now, let's jump back to this MGTOW thing because there's a Reddit. There's a thread for the red pill, and there's a big, long thread where they define all of these terms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's a lot of them you can't say on the air, by the way.
I bet.
Right. I'm not going to try reading all of them because we don't have time. But their definition here for red pill, and this is the thing that you said that everybody here is one. They say red pill.
According to the MGTOW definition.
I deny. I don't know what the
I'm saying that a red pill is something entirely different.
This from the Red Pill Reddit. Red pill is the recognition and awareness of the way that feminism, feminists, and their white knight enablers affect society. An awareness of the dark truth surrounding human sexuality, hypergamy, women's AF/BB, which is another definition thing here.
Sounds like jargon.
Society's feminine imperative, sexual differences and emotional attachment, women's attraction to something extremely politically incorrect. Expect reflexive social ostracism for even mentioning red pill in polite society.
Okay.
So basically, they're defining having taken the red pill is you've acknowledged that feminism's bad, okay, and women are inferior to men.
Some of feminism is bad. Not all of it, but some of it is.
And if you say the word red pill in polite society, you're going to be ostracized, okay?
And women are not inferior to men.
Right.
People are different, and they're all individuals.
Yeah, I've not taken
this. That is the MGTOW red pill. I'm referring to the red pill that is a little broader.
But that's not what they're talking about.
That's not the term they're using and the way they're using it. I've not taken their damn pill.
We're out of time tonight, but this could come up again. It's not the end of it. Especially if you are a MGTOW person, you want to kind of lay it out for us why you are. Can you get out of it? We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.